Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, Belgium aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union. Allow me to add a few elements from our national point of view. The peaceful use of the atom continues to benefit the human race in multifaceted ways. Nuclear energy provides some 10% of the global electricity supply. Nuclear technology has widely varying implications, inter alia supporting agricultural development, animal and human health care, or the fight against poverty. With these applications, however, there also comes risks. Some 235,000 significant quantities are present on the planet. Only strict compliance with the non-proliferation obligations can ensure us that these quantities are not directed towards military use. Safeguards go hand in hand with safety and security. Strict adherence to national and international agreements, norms and guidance is essential. The IAEA plays a pivotal role in developing the bespoke framework and in assisting states with peer reviews and advisory services. Chair, at the first ever nuclear energy summit held in Brussels last March, world leaders acknowledged that nuclear energy forms a key component of our global strategy to reduce greenhouse gases emissions, enhance energy resilience, and promote long-term sustainable development. They recognized that climate change presents an existential threat to our planet and that nuclear energy is a reliable zero-emission source of electricity generation. The states participating in the Nuclear Energy Summit vowed to unlock the full potential of nuclear energy. The IAEA plays a crucial role in ensuring that all states parties can enjoy the benefits of the atom through assistance and technology transfer. Belgium supports this role and therefore always meets the target rates of its voluntary assessed contributions to the Technical Cooperation Fund of the IAEA. In addition, Belgium every year makes further extra-budgetary contributions in different sectors such as agriculture, medicine, safeguards, security and women empowerment. At the national level, Belgium will continue its investment in nuclear energy and technology. Inter alia, as one of the major producers of medical radioisotope for cancer care. We also continue the construction of an innovative accelerator-driven research reactor, a multipurpose hybrid reactor research reactor for high-tech applications. Mr. Chair, Ukraine's and Europe's nuclear safety and security are under threat due to Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine. The unlawful occupation of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, in particular, poses a real risk of nuclear disaster. We welcome the presence of IAEA personnel at Zaporizhia and at the other nuclear facilities of Ukraine. Belgium donated €3 million to the IAEA for the execution of these activities. However, there is only one rightful resolution to this situation, namely Russia's immediate and unconditional withdrawal from the ZNNP and its return to the Ukrainian authorities. Chair, we take good note of the IAEA Task Force's second report since the start of the discharge of ABS treated waters from the Fukushima nuclear power plant into the ocean. We welcome the conclusion that the discharge continues to comply with international safety standards, and we thank the IAEA for its monitoring and the government of Japan for its transparency and cooperation with the agency. I thank you, Mr. Chair.